Welcome home, puppy. You've been out for quite a while. Your girlfriend was very worried, you know. How did I do what, sweetie? I'm not sure I understand. You look nervous. Why don't you sit on the sofa and take a rest? Not staying? What could you mean? Never mind that. You should rest. It would do you good. Come now, this way. What is it? Well, your tie makes for a good leash, don't you think? Besides, you've never had a problem with it before. Come now. Onto the sofa. There you go. Do you want a drink? No? That's all right. Just take a breather. Oh, looks like I messed up the tie knot. Let me just. What? It's too late to act embarrassed when I straddle you. Although you never fail to look cute when you get like that. There you go. Looking sharp as always. Again. Get off of you. Darling, is what happened yesterday still on your mind? Could we lay this little spat between us to rest? We can work through it, puppy. I know we can. No? Darling, I am going to give you one more chance. I truly hope you will reconsider. Still not budging then? Fine. It's the hard way then. I'm sorry, puppy. You only have yourself to blame. Are you surprised? I know you always liked when I held your wrists above your head, when I played with and teased you, but you never resisted then. So, how is a girl like me holding your wrists above you, pinning them against the sofa, holding you down with my thighs without budging, when you really are thrashing around? That's okay. Get it out of your system, darling. We'll talk after you realize your situation. Is that enough? We have all the time you need, sweetie. Just get it all out. No, sweetie. You are staying right where you are. Well, it seems your tongue has a lot of energy. Even if your muscles don't, I'll help you burn through all that as well. Look at me, sweetie. Puppy, you know how things went a minute ago. You'd better behave and look at me. All right, then. For all the defiance you've shown, it all melts away when I touch your chin. I don't even need to put force into it, and your cute face will obediently follow. Now then, time for my treat. Delicious. Looks like you can still form some semblance of a sentence. Let's fix that. far too busy panting for breath to protest or struggle. Eyes hazy and unfocused. Arms limp. Right on the edge of slipping into your subspace. Perfectly vulnerable and adorable. You'll make me go crazy. No, I must control myself. I can't traumatize my poor darling. My eyes? Sweetie, I understand what the current mood is, but you flirting right now is... Oh. My eyes. I see. Do you like them? I suppose they are highlighted in this dark room. And if you look closer... Are you scared? You don't need to be, I assure you. Just be good and listen, sweetie. Not for me if you understand. Good boy. You like hearing me call you that, right? Now, how about I introduce myself? I'm not the girl you remember, sweetie. If the surprising strength and glowing eyes didn't give it away. The silly incense, rituals, chanting, scribbles. It all finally produced results. I was summoned. To her utmost surprise, her jaw was hanging for a minute at least. And she couldn't form a sentence for two. That's right, sweetie. I am a demon. A creature from beyond the veil. Hear an answer to the invitation your ex-girlfriend sent into the void. What happened to her? Oh, sweetie. How can you be so precious? After all I've told you, you're concerned about her well-being? I wonder, would you still be so concerned if I told you what she wanted me for? Intrigued, are you? I'll tell you, sweetie. I've nothing to hide from you. She wasn't too pleased with how you challenged her authority in the relationship. And it left her dumbfounded. Your shiny new spine made her look like a fool, and she wouldn't have that. She demanded to make your life a living hell. Your job, your belongings, your family, anything and everything with meaning in your life. She wanted me to manipulate, destroy, and pervert it all. She did not, however, know what she was doing in the slightest. No preparations, no safety measures, and no wisdom to not go down the rabbit hole. It was not long before I had her body and her soul. She was wicked through to her core. And I took advantage. Sweetie, I don't mind if you yell for help all you want, since no one can hear. But we do need to have this talk, so unless you stop, I will be forced to grab this handsome chin and make you short of breath all over again. Will you obey? Nod. Good boy. As for your ex, I have taken her soul to be turned into a lesser demon. one of my servants, to be precise. After all, how could I leave her to be in the world my darling lives in? Why do I call you that if I am not her? Of course, you are not yet aware. When I took her memories as well. And I found you. You, darling. Someone so caring, gentle, thoughtful, and not to mention handsome, cute and submissive. Just my type. It seems, however, that a mortal form cannot handle my being. Hence the glowing eyes, and now I feel another part of me coming to remodel this body. It wouldn't do if you were repulsed by it. So close your eyes for a moment, darling. Good boy. You can open them now. I feel these horns add something special you wouldn't find here. What do you think? You can touch them later if you want. I really wouldn't mind. They can also serve as love handles for any strenuous activities. When you've been good enough to be on top, that is. Coming back to the topic, I found myself wanting you, and so here you are. Mine. Sear this into your very being, puppy. You are mine. And I will take such very good care of you. Starting with your cheek. The skin that was damaged when she slapped you. Wasn't it? Here? Good as new. Not a trace remains. Now back to those lips. You will never need fear betrayal again. You will never want for anything. I will keep you satisfied and content. You will never hurt again. I will make sure of that. This isn't a choice, puppy. This is how things are now. Now, do not oppose me, puppy, and kiss me. Good boy. Your chest feels hot. Good. Don't worry. It will pass. That is my mark. You have acknowledged your submission to me. From now on, at all times, I know where you are. And I am only a step away. And should you encounter any otherworldly beings, they will know to stay away. No need to be so jumpy, sweetie. It's just my tail brushing against your thighs. Yes, my tail. Here, take a look. It's long, and thin, flexible yet strong. It could easily replace my hand restraining your wrists. See, the end is flat, pointy, and shaped like a little heart. You look mesmerized. Isn't that astounding? Do you want to feel it? What if I run it along your cheek? Down your pretty neck? And then back up across your chin and over your lips? Those delicious lips. Sorry, sweetie. I just cannot control myself without at least that much from time to time. I know we just kissed, but the mood was too strong not to do it again. There is no need for restraints anymore, right? I can let go of your wrists. Nod. Good boy. Do they hurt? I made sure to control my strength. Good. I need my puppy healthy and happy from now on. You are always within the safety and comfort of my embrace. You need only call for me. And sometimes I'll pop out to tease and play with you. Now, how about we celebrate the start of this exciting relationship? What do I have in mind? Well, I remember all your likes and dislikes, and especially the things that would drive you up the wall if not held down. So, I will grab this leash once again, with my tail this time, and you will follow me into the bedroom.